WHJY, WHJY HD1, Providence. Your home of rock and roll. 94.94 HJY.
Your home of rock and roll. It is 6:13. You got Paul and Al, Jim Short, John Sports at 6:30. A little bit frightening. Providence, their budget's so messed up. They're talking about laying off 80 cops to save some money. We're going to hear from Lieutenant Duncan on that potential thing, and we'll
it's
be doing
never
that
a good thing.
At 6:30, 6:14 now in the fog. Another kind of socked in morning. It lingered a long time yesterday.
Yeah, it certainly
did.
I was cutting my lawn yesterday, and it felt like somebody was riding next to me on the lawnmower, spitting at my face all the time.
That might have been
actually,
me.
That was me. Yeah.
Oh, could have been. Uh-huh. Thanks, guys. You're always there by my side. I appreciate it.
Another spit today, certainly in the morning. This fog is thick. High today in the low 80s, though. Once it burns off, that's a good thing. And just a gorgeous looking weekend for Memorial Day. And the big movie for this weekend, everybody's talking about it. It's going to be number one in the box office by a landslide. The Hangover 2.
Yeah, Scarpetti loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael Janathonis loved it, saying it's funnier than the first.
Okay.
So here are the top five reasons why I won't go see The Hangover 2.
Oh, really? Okay. You're not going, huh?
Yeah, well, number five, this is the weekend I have custody of the kid I fathered with my maid. So a little busy.
Who is my daddy?
Number four, I'm still scraping off the "It's the Rapture, Repent Now" stickers on my minivan.
They take a while.
That
does take
out,
a while. Yeah.
Boy, it's good glue, I guess. Number three, Roger Ebert says it's so bad it's made what's left of his jaw drop.
Oh,
so that's just
that
not.
Just,
well,
that is so wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong.
That is so wrong. My hat's off to you guys.
Thanks, Roger. At number two, you can't sit through anything, or I can't sit through anything about Thailand without getting nostalgic over my long-lost ladyboy Sim Sim. So, just bring a tear to my eye.
He remembers you, too.
Sure. But the top reason I will not go see The Hangover 2 this weekend, well, there are better ways to honor our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day. For instance, taking advantage of a mattress sale.
Oh, so, sure, yeah.
Great
point.
You know what makes me sad? You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
On 94 HJY. And now, your on-time traffic, powered by Foxwoods Resort Casino, MGM Grand.
Good looks remain up 200. With your on-time traffic, I'm Jad Namani. Hey, folks.
DC.org.
Paul and Al.
Your reference point for total information.
On 94 HJY.
It's Kristen in the Wheelock now. That's what's happening. I'm Kristen, 94 HJY News.
News brought to you by Dodge Ram.
I'm confused with all the numbers.
Oh, it's just that smoking rates are way down, seatbelt rates are way up, but obesity.
But you know what? Half of the obese people can't wear seatbelts because they won't buckle. Maybe that's it, you know? So we've got the Bruins tonight, game number 7, Sox kick ass again, and Miami's heading to the NBA Finals. 6:45, we got sports for you right now at 6:22 on 94 HJY.
That is Godsmack, one of the headliners for the Mayhem Fest coming up at the Comcast Center on July 22nd. Still a chance to win tickets online at 94HJY.com. Meanwhile, on the air, we're giving away a bunch of tickets for a big birthday bash. If you haven't heard, HJY turning 30 years old this summer.
Heard something about that.
Motley Crue having their 30th anniversary as well, and they are touring with Poison and the New York Dolls. We got a huge show for the Comcast Center. Your first chance to win tickets comes up at 8:10 this morning.
Yeah, the concert's July 19th, and not only will we give tickets away, but later on we're going to give all kinds of VIP passes and stuff like that. And
trip to California.
You know, with the Comcast Center, probably the most valuable prize is the VIP parking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely huge.
What
to get
a pain
in and out
the
of
ass,
there.
The parking. I'm sorry.
It's the old
since it was Goodwoods.
It was a
the parking sucked.
You know, the parking lot's not
but
really
it's free
marked,
though.
Clearly,
right?
though.
Free parking though
with your ticket. Yeah,
well,
but
it's
still
included in your ticket price. But yeah, it's just that, you know, like you know, if you don't get there right away, if you get the good space,
it's
then
hard
you're
to
blocked
get out.
In.
Yeah.
It's a cluster. You know what? Getting out of there
yeah.
with a capital F.
Sure,
I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, you got to strategize your exit.